Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 59, and this is a special episode coming from my coaching call. So I always like to sometimes share some of the coaching call information, coaching call recordings that we do on a weekly basis with the Over 40 Alpha Podcast, our Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. And this coaching call was about self-love. And I thought, because it's, you know, February is slowly coming to an end. It's the month of love. It's a month of heart health. And it's a month of really reconnecting with yourself in regards to loving yourself. And that's something that we don't do enough, something that we have to do more. And as men, one of the things is not to, you know, to shy away from self-love, to shy away from, gratitude, to shy away from, you know, being a little, vulnerable. And so this podcast episode, and coach, you're going to love this, man. This is about self-love, the five simple things you can do right away to start really focusing on loving yourself more, because we can't do anything to anyone else. We can't do anything for anyone else unless we love ourselves. And with record numbers of people unhappy, depressed, and without purpose in their life, and a lot of times people will, you know, blame that on outside circumstances as opposed to inside the environment, which is inside self. According to the World Health Organization, you know, more people die from suicide every day, more than war, more than homicide, but men over the age of 40 are dying from suicide at an alarming rate. We have to really focus on increasing our understanding and awareness of self-love, awareness of self-respect, awareness of self-confidence, and awareness of self-appreciation. So on this podcast, please, guys, take the time to listen to this podcast. It is going to change your life. I'm telling you right now, when I coached these guys through this, they absolutely loved it and started to implement some of the things that I talked about on this call. So I love it. Listen, man, we have a lot of amazing coaching calls. I want to turn a lot of these coaching calls into podcasts. So because the value that these guys are getting and the value that you as a listener can get, or if you're watching this, but the listener can get, is life-changing, because that's one of the things we do in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. If you need a workout program, nutrition, recovery, help with sleep, mindset, everything that will make you lose weight, boost testosterone, get in the best shape of your life, get in the best mindset of your life, and be the man you want to be, the alpha male. I'm not saying you're not a man, but we're always trying to strive for the best. And join my Over 40 Alpha program, Over 40 Alpha workout and nutrition program. It's $1, over40alpha.com, $1 to start this program, to get lose 7 to 20 pounds in 1 month, just for $1, you can start right there. But you're gonna learn so much more. You're gonna have access to follow along workouts, click play and you're just working out. You're gonna have nutrition, easy to follow, simple to follow nutrition guide. You guys know my nutrition plans are super easy and simple, based on boosting your testosterone, based on boosting your metabolism so you can burn fat, based on balancing your hormones, based on allowing you to lose weight and build muscle, and easy to sustainably use day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, which is what a nutrition lifestyle needs to be. You get recovery, so yoga routines, mobility routines, warm-up, stretch, everything to keep you injury-free. You get sleep tips. That's one of the biggest pillars in our program is sleep. We need to get 6 to 9 hours sleep, but it's not easy for people to get it. I will teach you how to do that. You will have mindset. The coaching that we do on a weekly basis, every single week, either an hour to 2 hours, live, on Zoom, that's the support you need. Plus, you get the support of the Facebook group. Our private Facebook group now, even though we got over 5,000 members in the program, was over 2,000 in that group of men supporting each other on a daily basis. It's insane. It's amazing. It's no place for men over 40 to be able to go and support each other from all over the world, all walks of life, because we're all on the same journey. Listen, guys, stop trying to bounce from workout plan to workout plan, nutrition plan to nutrition plan. That's not designed for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. That's why I'm here, man. I'm here for you. So join it today, over40alpha.com. You get an app. You get the everything online. You get all the ebooks, all follow-along workouts, 24 months of workouts. 24 months of workouts designed for you guys. Body weight only, and there's workouts with dumbbells too. So let's get it done. And after you do that and join, start listening to this episode. I'm excited to share this episode with you. Let me know how you feel about this episode after you're done. Give it a 5 rating. That helps me and helps the podcast continue to go on a weekly basis. And I love you guys. As much as I love you, you need to love yourself. So enjoy this podcast episode. I'm the Funkster. Get it done. All right, guys. So welcome to our coaching call today. Happy Valentine's Day to all my brothers, because I love you all. So you are all my Valentine, whether you like it or not. I love you all, man. This is like, you know, the V, Valentine, love, everything, man. It's just, it's incredible how much I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the love that comes from being on these calls with you in this brotherhood, the love that we show each other. Because as I mentioned before, specifically if you're new, you know, if you're just new to coming to this, it's insane. The I've never seen something so powerful in regards to how much guys from all over the world, all walks of life, different ages, can literally come together. And because we're all on the same journey. I'm on the same journey as you. I do the workouts, I do everything. So we're all on the same journey. It's just incredible. I mean, I never would have thought that, this would be possible in regards to like trying to bring every men specifically together in one place, aside from all the other stuff that go on outside of the, in the world. But we're all in the same, man. We're all in the same, you know, we have the same similar struggles. We have similar, goals. We all have the same goals, actually, you know, to get healthier for ourselves and our families. So when we can all focus on being healthy together and something that's a positive thing in our life, and we do it all together and we support each other. And I mean, man, there's nothing more powerful than that. And knowing that you have brothers with you that, you know, we see all the time. And once everything opens up, we're going to have our alpha camp. And, you know, I know that there's some people who are even talking about like meeting up. I think it's here, but meeting up, like actually meeting. I mean, I know this happened before. People have met up before that live in the same country or whatever, just kind of met up to actually, you know, these are new people that, you know, and can talk to and you know, have a kinship with. So it's really great. And Valentine's Day is a great time to bring out that love. So today I wanted to talk about self-love, because that's something that, you know, people in general have a hard time with self-love and loving self. And people always think that, okay, well, you know, that means that, what's self-love? Is self-love like boasting about yourself and like, oh, I'm the greatest and I'm this? No, that's not self-love. That's external. You externally trying to tell people how great you are. That's totally different from actually self-love, which comes from inside, comes from internal practices that you do on a daily basis. That's going to help you help your self-confidence, help your self, awareness, all of the things that are, and self-health, all of those things are going to help with battling a lot of things that are happening, that happen in our lives. So like, you know, right now, you know, sadly to say, there's a record number of people even right now that are unhappy, that are depressed specifically with their lives. And a lot of times people blame it on outside circumstances, you know, that are happening. Oh, this, I'm feeling like this because of this, and I'm feeling like that because of that. Unless 100%, a lot of times those things have an effect on what's going on in your life. But if you have some type of, if you have that, I'm going to keep saying self-love, but I'll explain it more. But when you have that, you're able to battle those things. You're able to better battle against those things. And, you know, the World Health Organization talks about, you know, more and more people are dying from suicide, more than war or more than homicide. And, you know, this past year, suicide rates have gone up. And also suicide rates in men our age is like, that's the highest. Like, and that's a true, true statement. So, you know, as much as we want to think that we got everything on point, we still have to, you know, we always have to constantly increase our understanding of our awareness, our self-love, self-respect, self-confidence, and self-appreciation. And when we can continue to do that, I'm telling you right now, man, it's literally changed my life, because I was in a point where I was, you know, when I was 40, I was deep in a depression. I was deep in suicidal thoughts. I was deep in self, you know, self-destruction. Like, I didn't even care. Like, I put myself in so many crazy situations at that point, you know, when I was 39, because I didn't understand, you know, testosterone had a lot to do with it, but I didn't understand how to handle everything. So I went down a very dark path. And then even when I was close to dying a few years back, those thoughts really started to come through. You know, I was on prednisone, and I was just, even though I was doing everything I could to stay healthy, you know, I still had very grim thoughts. And I realized that, you know, I had to change the way I thought about myself and things that I was doing. And today I'm going to talk about five things we can do to start to be kind to yourself. Because this is not something that's like, oh, yeah, I started doing it this week and everything changed. No. This is like, it's like the program where you've got to start implementing nutrition, workouts, recovery, all of those things. Then as you continue to be consistent with it, you start to see the benefits. Same thing with this. And you know, there's a lot of ways to enhance your self-love. And so today I'm going to go through five of them. So five ways to start this process. And you can literally start this process this week. Okay. Like each day, kind of start one of these things. The first thing is write down the good stuff. And we've talked about this before, but listen, man, we're in our late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You've accomplished so much in your life. And a lot of times we fail to write this down. We fail to take note of it. Like schools, weddings, buying a house, you know, businesses, the childbirths, all of the little wins. Like I'm telling you, when you sit down and write out all of the good things that have happened into your life, just focus on the good things, you are going to be surprised at how much goodness happens and how much goodness is already in your life and things that you've already achieved, right? You know, we've gone through to funerals, we've had injuries, but a lot of times we focus on all of the bad things that happen. Like, you know, like me, I just started telling you about all the bad stuff, but I was trying to make a point. But, you know, it's like we're always complaining about all the shitty things that are going on and all the injuries that we got. And yes, we need to like kind of get that out, but we can't make that our life. Like, oh, I'm always getting injured, or I'm always doing this, or my life sucks because of this, and my life's terrible because of this situation out there. And you're just kind of putting all your energy into that negative stuff, when every single day there is positivity going on around you that you're never aware of, because you're not focusing on that. You're just focusing on trying to get through things, right? You have to give yourself credit. You have to, you have to be proud of these experiences. I am was guilty of not being proud and taking time for big things that happened in my life. I would always write down my gratitude, always. I have gratitude journals. I'm gonna show you in a second. Gratitude. And that's great. Like that gratitude journals are huge for me, because it continues to help me focus on positive things and keep myself positive and focused and grateful and happy. Like, you know, that's amazing. But now I have to take it to the next level and start to celebrate big things that happen. Like when I wrote the book, I didn't really celebrate that. I just wrote it, got it on Amazon, got it to you guys. And then I just kept moving on to the next thing. I never sat back and really said, hey, man, like, you did something that was great. Like, you know, like, you did, you worked hard. You had to go through all this time to write it. Like, I never celebrated that. I just kind of like did it. Yeah, it's great. And moved on to the next thing. And I just kept doing things. And now, you know, we implement celebrations for little things. Like when I was in the magazine, I never celebrated. I just like, oh yeah, I got this magazine here, guys. Hey, I'm in the magazine. Ha, throw it away. And that's it. I never like, dude, you wrote a freaking great article. You put it in the magazine that you've been trying to get in for many years. This is time for celebration, man. Take time and celebrate. So just knowing that, first of all, you know, writing these accomplishments down and writing your daily things down, you got to start doing that. First thing is writing the accomplishments, because when you start writing down all of the happy, all of the things that have happened in your life, you're going to start to appreciate how lucky you are, how some your hard work in the past has paid off, and how you can take some of those wins that you've had, that has happened in your life before, some of those amazing experiences, and you can start to go, oh yeah, I remember when I did that trip or that, you know, or ran that marathon. And it's like, man, I trained so hard for that marathon and I ran it. You know, even when I was, let's say when you were 25, you ran a marathon, right? Sometimes you don't even remember that, but that's a massive accomplishment in anyone's life. And you should like take that and go, oh yeah, I ran a marathon when I was 25. That's huge. Like, you know, it's not every 25-year-old can run marathons. Just because you're younger doesn't mean you can do everything, but you have to go through a process to get all that. So when you start thinking about, oh yeah, I did that, that's great. You know, gratitude and appreciation are just a mindset, but unless you develop these faculties by writing things down, you're always gonna search for more and more, which is what was happening with me. Even though I was writing down the good things that were happening, but because I wasn't celebrating some of the things, I was always looking for more and more. I need more, you know, and that's what we do. We always think, well, okay, I need more now. Okay, I gotta keep searching for more. And despite getting more and more, you're never gonna be satisfied. So, and that comes from not only not writing down the good things that are happening, not only celebrating good things, but always focusing on the negative things. Because when you're always focusing on those negative things and you're just thinking and you're missing all the good stuff that's happening, you're always gonna be searching for more and more. Meanwhile, you have a laundry list of greatness in your life that you haven't even had time to go, hey, oh my God, I'm actually amazing. Like I can actually do a lot of stuff. And then what happens is you take all of those, that energy of what you can achieve, and you start, oh man, okay, if I can do that, I did that when I was 30, man, I can do this. I can do this. I got to start changing my focus, right? So, you know, a lot of times people, you know, like I say, whenever you continue to seek more and more, it never works, because you're just gonna have that same behavior of not appreciating and looking for more. But what does work is being appreciative and grateful for what you have and what you've done. So keeping that gratitude journal, and I've talked about this before, is going to be huge. And it's huge in my life, because although although I didn't celebrate a lot of my big wins, I was still great. Like I'm happy. I couldn't be happier. I think what drives me is the fact that I have all of these things in my life that keep me happy, and I have all these experiences, and I have done a lot of things. So I just, that's just the drive in me. But oftentimes I do have to sit back and kind of, you know, say, okay, this was great. So my wife and I have that. But as you can see here, I've been using gratitude journals. Well, I'm going to start with this one. This one is like back in 2014 or something. But I used to, you know, keep a gratitude journal that was already set up. I know you can't see this, but, you know, I used to, you know, what was I thankful for? What opportunities did I have? What I appreciated? And kind of rating the day, right? That's how it first started. It was an early to rise book. And then I just started to write out more, like that's on a daily basis. This is an old book. This is like from 2018, right? And then this is my, you know, my one right now. You guys are always in my gratitude journal, by the way. So I just like continue to write down. Great. All these are good things that have happened on every day. Like these are daily things that happen. Who I appreciate in my life, who I love in my life. And when I first started, it was only like in this guy, there's only like two or three things a day, one or two, because it's not always going to start big. But, you know, all you need to do, whether you do it in the morning or whether you do it at night, is to just write down three things that you're happy about that day, right? That day. You're going to do the laundry list of everything that you've accomplished in your life so far. You know, just do the best you can, because sometimes, you know, but yeah, like high, even just like graduating from high school, going to college, like don't belittle big accomplishments. Don't belittle like graduating high school, you know, going to college, you know, maybe paying for it, because like those are massive things. Those aren't things, those aren't everyday things that everyday people have access to and that can do. So don't be afraid to write down everything. There should be a pages and pages of, or at least a page of things that you've done and accomplished. But when it comes to the daily gratitude, to keep it internally and keep it inside you, just write three things down. Start off every morning or every evening or both. Some people do both. Write down three things that have happened. Like, you know, today I you know, was on a coaching call with my brothers. You know, my wife said something, or you know, whatever it is, whatever. But it doesn't matter what is coming up or how your day went, because you could have had a horrible day, but there's going to be three things in that day that you're grateful for, whether it's your wife, whether it's your, whether you, hey, I got through that workout today. But it's the behavior of focusing on a positive shift throughout the day. It's a behavior of focusing on the positive things that happened the day before or during that day. And once you start doing that, you're going to start to focus more on the positivity that's happening. You're going to focus on how to create a positive shift throughout your day. And as you write down all of these things and you look over the positive things that are happening in your life, you are going to start to cultivate a mindset of appreciation. You're going to appreciate people. You're going to appreciate things. You're going to appreciate events. You're going to start to appreciate so many things in your life that you don't even realize. That's why it got to a point where my lists were this big, because I just wrote down everybody, you know, like my kids, my people who have worked for me, you guys, you know, programs that are going on, like everything, it started to be the same thing every day. And so I had to also change the way I wrote gratitude journals and started to write down three things and then why I'm happy about those three things. Instead of just writing down a laundry list, I said, okay, I'm writing down this laundry list, that's great. And yes, I am gracious for all these people every day. I love it. But let me take three things and let me really break down why this made me happy today. It's not gonna take long, but you know, I today was Valentine's Day. I'm not in quarantine, but I don't go out much. So I had to, you know how I write Angela notes every day. I write her these notes, love notes. So today I had to create a card, a love note card. It took time to craft it up and create it. I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that, you know? That took some time and creativity. It's not the greatest thing, but I'm happy. You know, and it's just those things that when you start to write down, start writing these down on a daily, writing it down on a daily basis, you are 100% going to start to cultivate that self-love of appreciation, and you're going to have more joy in your life. Believe me, you're going to have more joy in your life. And what's going to also happen is that negative talk is going to start to slowly go away. It doesn't happen overnight, guys. It's got to be, listen, these are only three books. I have freaking tons of books that I keep. But, you know, it's the behavior. That's what we want to start. It's a behavior. You guys started a behavior of healthy living. Let's start a healthy behavior of self-love and self-confidence. Because then when we learn these things, we can push this on to our kids and onto our grandchildren, right? Like, hey, you know, let's stop that. Well, I'm going to talk, there's some other things here, but like stop that negative talk. Like start, and then we start to talk more love to the people around us. And when they see you and feel you talking love, they talk love. Like I tell my son all the time, I love him. I love you. I love you. I love you. Him saying love to his buddies is just second nature to him. Like he just, because there's so much love that me, the male figure, talks to him about how much I love him. You're great. Whatever, whatever. I hear him with his buddies and he's like, yeah, man, I love you, brother. I love you. You know what I mean? It's like, man, this guy's 24 years old. He's telling people he loves them. Like that's not a very common thing, but because of that is in the life and that he sees it. And then he just starts saying it. It's just, you know, it's just, it's, it, it really begins to create a healthy relationship and love for you and your children and the people around you. So, yeah, you know, and again, if writing doesn't suit you, then, you know, you can make a scrapbook or, you know, put pictures or whatever it is. So anyways, well, just start writing it down. Just three things every day. Number two is, so number one is gratitude, and write down the things that this week, I just want you to write down everything that you've done in your life that has been positive, all your accomplishments. Number two, eliminate the trash. This, my friends, is huge. Again, we are older men now, okay? We're not young kids that have to keep our guys we grew up with in our group or all of these things. We don't need to have that stuff. It's not bringing us any closer to, keeping us positive, right? So, and you deserve better all of us deserve better than where we are right now. No matter where we are in our life, no matter what's going on, we all deserve better. Like, none of us are undeserving of better things as our life progresses, whatever that is. There's different, better to you, maybe better to someone else, but we do deserve it. So we need to not be reluctant to getting rid of the things that are not serving you, okay? If they're not serving you and what your goals are and what you're keeping you happy and keeping you on your path, you need to get rid of it. Like, you know, eliminating things like news, social media, sometimes it's technology, sometimes obviously bad foods, alcohol, cigarettes, negative thoughts, sloths in your life that just keep pulling you back into where, you know, like the crabs in your life. There are definitely crabs in your life that aren't appreciating the things that you're doing to make yourself better, and they want to keep you down. It's like a crabs in a bucket analogy, right? You put all these crabs in the bucket. There's always one crab that wants to get out of the bucket, trying to get out, and all the crabs pull that person that back down to the bottom. So another crab starts, not where are you going, man? You got to stay down in here. We're all part of this bucket. We're all part of this this unhappy little tiny red little bucket. We're all together. No one else in this bucket deserves to be better than anyone else. Nah, man, we got to get rid of those people. We have to, especially at this age. I know when we're younger, you know, you got your buddies, you got your friends, all that stuff, you know, and you're just going through a growth period, but we know better now. We know what's helping us, what's serving us, and what's not. And, you know, it does also go a little bit further. So first of all, you know, so you guys know, I'm not even gonna get deep into this, but like news, social media, technology, foods that are not making you feel good. And I'm not talking about foods that make you feel good, that give you that instant gratification, right? Cause a lot of times like, well, this food makes me feel good, but you know, 10 minutes later, it doesn't make you feel good. 10 minutes later, you're feeling guilty. You feel crappy. You feel horrible. So you got to get rid of that food. That's not, food is not making you feel good. It's actually making you feel bad, et cetera. Negative thoughts, trying to get rid of those negative thoughts and sloths. But again, if you're in a relationship that you're not fully committed to, okay, then you need to get out of it. You know what I mean? If there's relationships that you're not fully committed to, I'm talking more about like girlfriends, because if you're married, then you should be fully committed. But if you have a girlfriend or whatever, a significant other that you're not really fully committed, you're not really happy, you're in it for some other reason, you're not really compatible, you need to find someone that you're happy with, that you smile every day, and that you're compatible with. And it's okay if you continue to search, but don't just settle because you want someone, you know, you're lonely and I just need someone. I need a partner because the partner is going to make me feel good. The partner doesn't make you feel good. You have to make sure you have a partner that's going to make you happy, that's on a similar path where you guys have similar ideas and thoughts and goals. And that's where you're going to find that person. So if you're in a relationship right now that's not serving you the way you need it, it's not making you happy, you're kind of just hanging on to it because you're afraid to lose that person, get it? Eliminate the trash. Not saying the person's trash, but the trash meaning anything that's not going to serve you well. Work is another place, man. I know it's a tough time to be talking about this, but work is one place where you really need to make sure you're the right fit. Again, we're getting older. We're not getting any younger. And a lot of times when we're getting older, we think that we have to stay where we are. I gotta just hang out here. I gotta hold on. I only got 10 years before I retire. I only got 5 years or 20 years. I'm comfortable, but I hate this job. If you're unhappy, really unhappy in your role, then you know what? Leaving might be a better option. Like, not saying you have to leave right away, but start saving some cash and wait for the opportunity to switch. You know, a toxic work environment can be so damaging to your self-esteem, like unbelievably damaging. And there's so many options right now. Again, we are in a very weird situation, but this is also a good situation to start to think about, man, you know what? I'm working from home, but I really don't like this job, or I'm going in, or I'm driving, whatever it is. But, you know, there's other things that I really want to do. And this could be a perfect time to kind of just start putting away money so that when everything opens up again or what have you, you may want to make that switch. But you got to eliminate things that make you feel bad. Like, if you're not going to work with a smile on your face and leaving work with a smile on your face, then, you know, you gotta really think about why you're even there, right? Like, listen, I'm 51 years old. I told this story the other day to someone, they were like shocked. I didn't start my own business and company till I was like 45 years old. Like, this is not something I grew up doing from time. I literally left my six-figure job, and that wasn't really because I was unhappy. It was because I didn't have a smile on my face when I went in, a smile on my face when I left. I liked the job I was doing. I tried to be the best I could. I made Presence Club. I was making six figures, but I loved the fitness side of everything. So I literally, I just stopped. Like, I didn't even save money. I just literally went in and said, I'm done. And came home and told my wife, and she was like, well, you better get your ass up there, man, because you got to make some money. And, you know, I was passionate about what I was doing. So it wasn't difficult, if you know what I mean. But I was 45 when this happened. I was in my 40s when I got married. I was working for the UFC. That happened when I was like 47 years old, 46 years old. Like, I wasn't, the UFC thing wasn't a young, like, I was 47 and they hired me to do this thing with the UFC. I wasn't some young freaking buck, right? Like, you know, I helped my son through university. I've now got two companies. All this happened in my, you know, late 40s and 50s, like mid to late 40s. It didn't happen like in my 30s. And I was just like, you know, cultivating this thing. Because I just realized that I have to do something I'm passionate about, and I have enough life experience. I have enough experience in work. I've worked all kinds of things, door to door salesman, you know, telemarketing, you know, phone thing, Bob, you know, answering phones for Dell Canada, you know, selling, you know, I've done you know, managing, like, I've done it all. I have so many skill sets that I'm like, man, I've got so many skill sets right now that I know that I can build something on my own, obviously looking for help, but I use all the skill sets that I cultivated throughout the years and just jumped on something I had passion about. So the point is, just because we're older doesn't mean we have to stick it out till we're, you know, stick it out till we retire. You know, there's so many opportunities for us online and just all over the world that we can do things. So just don't be afraid. That's all. Just don't be afraid. If you're in a job that you hate, then it's time to start looking. Not saying go and quit your job on Monday, but what I'm saying is, if it's not making you happy, you just really got to start to think, what makes you happy? What things do you like doing? What are you passionate about? You know, putting yourself first and removing all the excess is going to be key to, you know, to helping that self-love. You know, if you have a toxic job, if you're in a toxic relationship, you know, those things. You have to also eliminate limiting beliefs. That's the other thing. That's where this thing came to. Like, you can't limit yourself, man. This program alone should give you the belief that you can do anything. Because what you're doing right now is literally the hardest thing for most people to do on this planet. It's the most difficult thing for people, men, women, whatever, athletes, to stay the course and be consistent with a healthy lifestyle, nutrition, workouts, you know, recovery, all of the things that we do. And yeah, you may have bumps in the road, but doing this consistently and achieving what you guys achieve is extremely difficult. It's easier to do a lot of other things than what you guys are doing. So right away, your self-belief should start to be like, you know, should start to wane down and like, all right. And then when you write out those, you know, those accomplishments, you're gonna also start to see, oh man, we have so much stored up here that, you know, limiting yourself to, okay, this is where I'm at, is going to be very, very, you know, it's not going to be good for where you want to go. But also you might limit yourself as the type of person you are. Like, oh yeah, Funk, it's easy for you. You get your confidence. You got it. You don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. Man, if you keep believing that you're not confident, if you keep believing that you're always depressed, if you keep believing that you're an introvert, then that's what you're going to be. Like, what you think is what's going to happen, what you're going to be. You got to come out of that stuff. You got to, you know, and again, it's not easy, but it's that slow, consistent self-talk and deleting the self-beliefs that you're specific. Like, a lot of people go, yeah, Funk, you know what? I'm a night owl. You know, I'm a night owl. I'm not a morning person. I hear this all the time. I'm not a morning person. Oh yeah? Well, if I gave you a job that was $1 million, you have to get up at 5 a.m, you're getting $1 million every year. You think you're going to be a morning person? 100% you're going to be a morning person. You're going to change the way your life is, you know, to adapt to a job that's going to help you and your family. So all of a sudden you're going to be morning guy. Like, so all of this, you know, I always tell you guys, like, when you start drinking the water, you're going to be water guy. You're going to be pee guy. You're going to be guy. I always like, I got to go to the washroom, man. I got to go to the washroom. Like, that's you now. Like, sorry, man, that's you now. Or when you take your lunch to work, you're lunch bag guy. You're the guy that comes to work every day with your lunch. That's you. That's Angela. Angela's lunch bag girl. She, every day, she's got a massive lunch bag. When she goes, that's so there's no beliefs. There's no limiting beliefs. Okay. You are who you want to be. So you got to start adopting positive beliefs in your enjoyment, in who you are. And you're going to start to unfold a lot of things that, you know, you were reluctant to do before, right? Because you just sit in that, this is who I am. This is not who you are. We're always changing. We always want to be changing. In our lives, we always want to be changing. When I say 1% better, that's what we want. We always want to be 1% better every day. We always want to be changing our lives for the better. We always want to be changing the way we are and the way we feel, and then helping the people around us do the same thing. Starts inside. The third thing is take a break. Take a break. Take breaks. Be happy. Every individual needs rest and relaxation. Okay. And what this entails is different to many people. It could be sitting beside a fire. It could be reading a book, like a nice book. It could be spa massage. I think someone just put something in here about getting manicures and pedicures. I get that all the time with my wife. I do. I get it. I just, you know, being having that self-love also is self-respect for your body and who you are. And so not saying everyone has to do the manicures and pedicures, but it's just, again, a time where I can go with my wife. I can sit down and get my feet, which are absolutely disgusting. Probably you guys have seen a lot of them in the videos. And so I can get them done, but it makes me feel good. After I leave that place, I'm like, man, I just feel good. My feet look good. As soon as I look down on my feet, they're not ashy. They're not gross. It's like, man, okay. Like, you just get that nice feeling. And the fact that you took the time to do it, man, it's just, there's nothing better than that. So yeah, going to a spa for a massage or, you know, whatever it is, taking the time to walk in nature. You know, for me, it's been going, I've learned now before, and here, this is that mind shift. I was always, oh man, no, I'm city guy. I like action. I like to be part of the action. I'm the city guy. I need noise. I need all that. That was my thinking for many years until we started going. So the pandemic happened, actually. Pandemic happened. Angela and I spent a lot of time, you know, at Algonquin Park, doing hikes in nature and realizing, and then actually it was probably a couple of years before, but, you know, when we went on our trips and we would do these long drives and we would be in nature and by the ocean and then, and, you know, like my, I just loved it. Like that's when my body just, I could just relax, breathe. And although I had this self doubting thing that I was just, this is the type of person I am. In fact, I'm not that person. I actually enjoy being, you know, in nature. I enjoy learning about farming and all of these things. I mean, I never thought I would, but I am. Like, that's what, you know, my whole shift is, that's where I'm happy. I'm happy there. I'm happy when I'm in that environment. So for me, that is my break, when I go out and do those things, when I go to the cottage for 4 days or 5 days and just chill out there. And, you know, that's that. I love that. I love being in nature. That's what we realize. We love traveling and going to different countries and being in their culture, not freaking being on the beach. No, again, nothing wrong with being on the beach, but like, I've spent my whole life on the beach playing beach volleyball, and I'm darker skinned, so I don't need to be laying on the beach getting a tan. But when I now go to countries, when we go to countries, I want to go right into the culture. I want to learn about people and their culture and their language and those type of things. Again, different people have different rest relaxation. That's rest and relaxation for me. But regardless of whatever it is, you need to identify that and fit it into your weekly schedule and monthly schedule, because you deserve them frequently. Don't wait for a specific time period, like vacation, right? Oh, I got vacation time in 2 months. So I got to wait for that to for my rest relaxation. Nah, man. Again, we've lived a long life. We've had a lot of things happen, and we need to put more rest relaxation time into our lives. Vacations are great, but we got to get it in. Right? Joy and happiness needs to be present on our daily, during work, during play, and also during vacation. But it's not something you can just put off for one single moment. Like, you can't rest and relax once a year or twice a year. Like, this has to be an ongoing thing. So, try to, whatever that is, you need to really focus on implementing those rest and relaxation times on a daily basis, a weekly basis. That's huge. So again, make a habit of keeping that front and center. You know, we're going to be going to the cottage again in March, you know, celebrate Angela's 50th birthday, which is next Sunday. But again, it's like, I need that time to rest and relax. I didn't take enough of time. I'm now taking more of that time. So you deserve it. And during those times, you'll start to appreciate yourself more and also appreciate everything else around you. All right, number four, prepare for a better future. So everyone needs goals. Okay, here's the thing. This is one thing that I want you guys to really think about after this call. We are not people who are mediocre or sit in mediocrity. Okay, we're not, that's not us. That's not the Alpha Brotherhood. We are people who strive to be the best we can be, strive to hit our ceiling, our potential, because none of us have really hit our potential yet. I think we all have more, whatever that is. Like, it could be things that you could be serving others or whatever that is. We aren't regular 40, 50, 60, 70 year olds. That's not us. We're not the regular guys you see at work who are kind of like slogging away and doing, just complaining. That's not us. We're a higher level of mankind, because we are here to provide, procreate, and protect our families, but also in our community. We need to strive to be the best we can be for the people around us, in our community, and ourselves. Okay, so I just want to make that very, very clear that I'm not okay with like being average. We also have to always have to have goals and something to look forward to. And that's where you always, once something's done, you celebrate it, and then you move on to the next thing, or you move on to the next phase of where you want to reach. Okay. Well, again, we have 50 more years on this earth, at least for most of us, because we're going to be able to live longer and longer. And if we're not healthy, and if we don't have goals, and we're not trying to actually, get to where we want to go, and help the family below us, we're just going to sit in mediocrity. That's not us. So I just want to say that. So always prepare for a better future. Things will always get better. Now, while most of people think that's going to be financial, I learned very quickly last year that financial gain for me specifically isn't what makes me happy. That's not what makes me happy. Financial gain for me is not what makes me happy. Yes, it's great that I can provide, but what makes me happy are more emotional, more mental stuff, more spiritual stuff, more physical stuff, going out and spending time with my family, going to the, being in nature, learning things. That's what makes me happy. That's 100% what makes me happy. But that's different for everybody else, because sometimes financial gain can make someone happy because they can do things that they may not be able to do. But I'm just saying, for me, I've learned I thought that it was all financial. It 100% is not financial for me when it comes to happiness. I know now what makes me happy, and that's what I strive to achieve. So you have to set a plan of attack for not only whatever you want to hit, whatever you want your goals to be, but also for self-development, right? And it's got to be really comprehensive, and it's got to be all encompassing on you and what's going to make you better. And there's so many different ways to do this. So I don't want to get deep into different ways, but you know, there's a lot of self-help. I don't want to say self-help, because I think when people think self-help, they think something's wrong with me, so I need self-help. That's not really what self-help means. Self-help just means making yourself better, right? Getting help to make yourself better. Right. That's how I look at it. I don't look at self-help like, oh, sure, there's some things in the self-help categories, but whatever you want to call it, self-development, self, whatever it is, this is semantics at this point. It's about making yourself better and about learning strategies to make yourself better, learning things to make yourself better. I've been on a crazy course of mindset, you know, all of these things that I'm sharing with you that I learned, that I share with you, going on different courses, listening to different people, you know, just really filling my mind with things that are going to help develop me as a person, so I can, not only for myself, but for my family. Instead of, like, you know, spending too much time listening to the news or going on social media and going through all these silly, crazy, unbelievably brutal posts, and just like focusing more on that, or watching shows that really, sometimes I take that time to go, okay, let me spend an hour and really develop a stronger mindset, or let me spend an hour and learn more about financial stuff with what's his name that I'm listening to these days. Anyways, you know, it's just taking the time to think about things that can help you, you know, be a better yourself, self improvement in whatever way it is. Maybe it's a course, maybe it's online. The beautiful thing is all of this stuff is online. All you can do courses online and just, you know, take that time. And man, it's incredible that when you start to do these little courses or things that are going to help you increase your self-love, increase your overall well-being, things that you can teach yourself and teach others, again, those limiting beliefs of where you want to go are going to slowly dissipate. Not negative self-help things, positive things that are going to help, whether it's being a better speaker, whether it's, you know, just anxiety stuff, whatever it is, you know, meditating, maybe you'll do a meditation course, maybe do all these different courses that you're like breathing courses, like all of these things where you're like, you know what, let me just try this. And you're going to experiment. Some things are going to be great. I've done some courses. I'm like, what? This is brutal. And you know, you still take away from what that is, whatever that development course is. But, you know, whatever you take away from it, you can still implement into your life. But, you know, look for speakers and people that you know, where you enjoy their philosophies on how you can be a better person, not philosophies on life and all of this other, you know, conspiracy stuff about you being a better you. That's a difference, right? So, and again, different speakers have different teachings, which are all going to be useful, different ways they teach. Just take it all in, right? You may believe in stoic stuff. You may believe in more psychology stuff. You may believe in more mindset stuff, whatever it is, yoga, chanting, singing, whatever it is, something, as long as it makes you feel good and you enjoy it, then that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. And that's what you should do. For me, it could be things like learning a new language, tasting new foods, starting up a business. Starting a hobby, doing a hobby that you want to do. Like, the options are endless. It doesn't just have to be about like doing courses for, you know, mindset stuff. It could be like, okay, you know what? I want to learn a new language. I'm going to go to, I can't remember what the language thing is. I can't remember what it is. That's how I learned how to speak French. But, you know, like one of those language things, and learn a language. I want to learn how to cook. You know, I want to learn how to make sushi, like whatever it is, start a new business, you know, pick up a hobby that you never want to do. It's I'm telling you, the options are endless, but there's no obligation that you need to work 9 to 5 in a city if you don't want to, right? There's a lot of things that you can do outside of what you're doing, or you can prepare yourself as you move into like there's a lot of guys here that are moving into or already in retirement, right? Well, you're going to soon find out that probably because of how active you are, you're going to be in retirement. You're going to be bored as hell. You're like, oh man, I can't just sit around and do nothing, right? Like I got all this energy now, right? Like, you know what I mean? I got all this energy. I want to do things. I want to help people. I want to serve. And that's when, you know, you start to learn things that you've never wanted to learn before, or you never thought you had time to do. So, you know, just, you know, investing into setting goals, self-development stuff, and even trying things that you never thought you could do, but, you know, you were afraid to, like, you know, learning languages or starting a business or whatever it is. Number five is watching yourself talk. This is huge, man. This is big. I talked on this before. Negative chit chat going on inside our heads, man. You know, when I was in university, I started Carl Jung, and he said, you know, we have found the enemy and he is in us. And that's really what it is. The enemy is in here, right? All the past negative experiences that happen, sometimes what we do is we fear that it's going to happen again. So we try to put a barrier in front of us because we don't want that to happen again. So that's where we don't feel confident. That's where we don't, you know, we don't want to push the envelope. We don't want to take chances. That's when we start to like have the limiting beliefs because we feel like, oh, well, this thing happened when I was 20, I'm 50 now. I don't want it to happen again. Well, come on, man. Like, you know, those are things that you can let go. But you might have, you know, social anxiety. You might have financial worries right now, specifically in time that we're in, health issues, but the worries that are around you and these issues that you have are going to can feed into a lot of self negative talk, right? Yes, those issues are going to be there, but instead of focusing on the negativity that you put in your head, you got to focus on how I'm going to deal with these issues. How am I going to do, what are things I can do to help with my financial issues, to help with my social anxiety, to help with my health issues? Well, thank goodness you're helping with your health issues right now, which sometimes can help with some mental issues too, right? So you already got that. And you already now know that there's a plan of attack for everything. But when we start to criticize ourselves, and are like endlessly criticizing ourselves and putting that negative thoughts, that's who, what we say to ourselves is what we are going to be, right? You have to be kind to your self-talk. You have to, like I say, when you start to put all the other things in place, you're going to start to learn more about how great of a person you are. Everyone has struggles, man. We all have struggles that we have to go through, and you're either doing your best to pull yourself out of those struggles, or you're trying to attain higher awareness of those struggles. That's what we need to be doing. Not just living in the struggles. We need to now start figuring out how to pull myself out of these struggles. How do I attain higher awareness of what's going on around me? So you got to focus on the positive. You got to make some affirmations. You know that there's things that you can do, self-affirmations every morning. You write down, you know, I am great. I am, you know, I love myself, whatever those self-affirmations are. You can write those down. We can maybe talk about that on another call. But, you know, a lot of people have made a lifelong habit of complaining. You know, complaining about this, complaining about that, complaining about where they are not, complaining about how unhappy their circumstances are. And it's just, you know, I'm 40 years old. I'll never amount to everything, or I'm overweight and this is the way I'm supposed to be. Or, you know, some people are just, you know, I'm not good with my money. You know, those are things you keep saying, things that it just goes on and on. Instead of saying, you know, I'm 40, but I have my life ahead of me. I can do many things because I have a lot of great skills. Or, you know, I'm going to be in the greatest health I've ever been, you know, putting through this program. Or money's just a product of the hard work I put in, and it's not my master. You know what I mean? Like, there's just different self-talks, different ways to get rid of that negative self-talk. That's the goal. You got to really get rid of that, because that is what you say in your head is who you are, right? It's not something that happens overnight, but, you know, I think, you know, doing some affirmations every morning to start, you know, looking in the mirror and talking, you know, just looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, you know, I love you. I love you. I love what you're doing. You are a great man. You know, you are strong. You're healthy. You're an amazing father. Like, you can't wait for other people to tell you who you are. You got to tell yourself that. And when you start to tell yourself that and start to believe that, then you're going to act as if you are, right? Act as though you are. As you say, well, you are, you're going to act that way. If you say you're an amazing father, guess what? You're going to be an amazing father. You're going to do things that amazing fathers do. If you say you're an amazing husband, guess what? You're going to do what amazing husbands do. If you say that you're in great shape, guess what? You're going to do things to keep you in great shape. You got to believe who you are, because once you continue to say that, you start to act that way. You start to act as if, you heard that, act as if you're the man, right? Because once you start acting like you're the man, you're going to start doing things that make you the man. And you know what I mean? So as a figure of speech. So I do that all the time, man. I do that all the time. I have to catch myself and just look in the mirror sometimes and say, I love you. And I giggle a bit because it's just like, you know, it's kind of funny. I love you, man. No, really, I love you. Funk, I love you, man. You know, it's just, and then you just, that's it. It takes 2 seconds. But the constant saying that to yourself over and over again, the things that you want to be over and over again, I'm telling you right now, is going to make a massive difference in the way you feel and the way you act and the behaviors that you have in your life. Because remember, we're not mediocre men here. We are great men. So we have to act like we're great men. We have to overcome all kinds of craziness that happens. There's going to be, listen, things aren't going to be smooth. Every day we're going to be doing things like this. We're going to have waves, and we better ride those waves, because we know that we're going to get in that pipeline and we're going to crash. So we got to but ride the wave while you can, man. Get in there and ride. Watch some surfing and you'll see. When you watch surfing, you see them ride that wave. You see how happy they are on the wave. And then they come to a crash. You're like, all right, you know, that was great. That was awesome. But now let's get back to where we were before, or get back to a new wave, something new, something that's going to bring us up again. So we got to work hard and get through that. And all of these behaviors are going to get us there 100%. So self-talk can be the biggest impact on your overall well-being. So make sure you let yourself, you know, if you got to cry, cry, you know, if you got to laugh, laugh, but you want to make sure that you keep giving yourself the positive affirmations that you deserve. And finally, just, you know, take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself, again, means, you know, meditating if you can, gratitude journal, exercise and diet, which is what you're doing, you know, just doing things that you love and striving to be the best you can be. If you're in a job right now that you actually love, or in a job right now that you're like, I don't like where I'm here, but I know that if I could be in this position at this job, then I may be happier. I don't know, because I'm not in that position, but I want to strive to get to that position, right? So maybe you're in a job, you like the work environment, you like the people, but you still like where you're at. Now you're going to work towards that. It's not going to happen on your time, but it will happen if you continue to put the work in. And maybe, you know, maybe you think you may want this, and all of a sudden it's like, well, we have this, we don't have this here, but what about this role? Like, again, I'm just, this thing came up in my head because I just talked about it, but like for the UFC specifically, I was training the general manager of Canada for years. Okay. Strength and conditioning. He came to my class for years, and I knew he was with the UFC, and I've been in strength and conditioning for fighters for many years prior. And I love the UFC, and I always wanted to work for the UFC in some way, always did. And so one day I just asked him, hey man, I would just love to like experience, you know, putting together the octagon. Like, I'll do it for free. I'll volunteer. Like, I just want to be part of the big show. And so, cause I thought that was going to make me happy. And he's like, I got something even better for you. You're going to be the fighter relations, athlete relations. You're going to work with the fighters. You're going to be part of the team that works with the fighters from the time they get off the plane. You're going to walk them out to the octagon. You're going to be responsible weigh-ins. You're going to be responsible for everything throughout the week. That's what you're going to do. And I'm like, oh, that's like insane. Like, that's insane. Like, you know, you know, I'm 45, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like it was way better than I ever thought. And it's something that happened, you know, over a period of time. But what I'm saying is, sometimes you think that this is going to make you happy, and you do the things to get you there. And next thing you know, something else opens up. So just don't be discouraged if you're continually doing great things and it doesn't happen on your time, right? And this is how I'm closing this, because a lot of times, specifically with this program, you're doing the right things, you're working out, you're getting your sleep, you're doing the nutrition on point, you're doing the recovery, you're doing everything. You're like, man, I'm doing everything, man. And it's just not where you want it to be. But guess what? You're putting in the work, and then all of a sudden, it falls off. All, like literally, just, oh, geez, I didn't realize that I was putting in all that work. I was getting discouraged, but it's not on my time. It's on the time it's supposed to happen. And that time is different for everybody. It's different for everybody. We want it now, but you got to understand, you just got to put in the work and be consistent with everything you do, and it will happen. 100%. You have to have faith. Faith in whatever you, outside of yourself, whatever that is. That doesn't have to be anything religious. Just have faith that you're putting in the work with whatever you're doing, and in the future, you will get to where you want to be. And that's it. But it all starts with that self love. And on Valentine's Day, it's time to do some self love. So yes, you got also have to be ready. Okay, so I'm also going to leave with this, because Lawrence did say something very good. With whatever we do as we move forward today, like writing down all the achievements, doing, you know, jumping out and trying to do things maybe that we never thought we could do, starting this self-affirmations, you know, like saying I love you to yourself on a daily basis, writing these things down. It takes time. You have to learn. You have to be open to change. You have to change the mindset, because remember, our mindset was here. We got to change our mindset. We got to change our behaviors. There's going to be ups and downs. It's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to be very uncomfortable for some people to sit in front of a mirror and tell yourself you love yourself, to really look at yourself. But these behaviors will make you a better man, 100%. And you need to enjoy that journey, whatever it is, because it's a story that you're going to tell your kids, your grandchildren, and people around you, of how you're able to do whatever you're doing and this journey that took you there. The journey is the most important thing, guys. It's the most important thing. If you don't put yourself in that journey and learn through the journey, you're missing out on so much that will allow you to learn, allow you to teach, and allow you to implement in your life as you move forward with different things. That's the only reason why I have no fear in trying something new, and no fear in failing or whatever, is because I have so many times where I've enjoyed that journey, whether it was uncomfortable and I learned from that. I learned what to do, what not to do, what works, what doesn't work. Okay, now I'm going to try to implement this. I don't know. I have no clue what I'm doing here, but I know this is what I want to do. So I'm going to use some of the tools that I use on other journeys, implement it here, learn, be ready to fall, get back up, keep going. Like this is how we become better men. And then throughout that journey, we can teach others and we can appreciate others. We can appreciate others that go through the same journeys or similar journeys, because we know how hard it takes to get there. You guys are amazing. I love you guys. Love yourself today, guys. Love yourself. Love the people around you, and love yourself every day. I love you guys, man. You're amazing. Have a great day. Okay. Take care. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.